Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and City, along with Paris Saint-Germain, have been in the firing line of La Liga president Javier Tebas, who says greater controls within football are needed to check the powers at those two clubs, as well as others across the continent. City were, of course, one of the teams involved in the ill-fated European Super League. PSG rejected the opportunity to be involved, but Tebas feels some of the motivations behind the club's decision to initially move into the ESL were because of the financial resources of clubs like City and PSG. Tebas said state-owned clubs like Man City and PSG, these clubs need to face some controls. City are, of course, owned by UAE Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Mansour, whilst PSG are controlled by Qatar Sports Investments. Elsewhere, and City have reportedly won the race to sign highly rated Brazilian midfielder Matinho from Fluminense. Matinho has been attracting interest from a whole host of clubs, including Arsenal, but it appears he will be heading to the Etihad Stadium. It is believed City will pay Fluminense around £11 million to secure the player's signature before immediately sending him on loan to French club Troyes. Finally, and another youngster that City are reportedly interested in signing this summer is highly rated Aston Villa midfielder Kani Chukwuemeka. The 17-year-old is an England under-18 international, and he has made 21 appearances at age level for Villa this season and has also been included in two senior matchday squads. One of those was against Manchester City during the week. Manchester United are also said to be interested in the 17-year-old, so City may have to move quickly. That's all for now. We'll have more later.